Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Check one, check two, check one, check two. It's Sam Crowley. I really hope you're having an amazing day. It's good to be back in the saddle, the longest day of the year. The summer solstice, June 21st. It's 2016. Wow. My wife and I were going for a walk last night with our baby. Yes, we're 75 years old and we actually have a baby. It's amazing. And we looked at each other and said, wow, can you believe it's July 1st? I mean, might as well be July 1st. Now, we look at July 1st and the 4th of July, Independence Day here in the United States, as the day where kind of summer takes a tip and goes the other way. Start thinking about school, back to school, buying the books and the clothes and all that stuff. We're like, where the hell did the time go? We say it all the time. It's no different this year than any other year. But holy moly, I hope you are going to squeeze every bit of daylight out of the longest day of the year today. Here, at least in the United States, it is. I don't know enough about geography. I don't really know enough about anything to tell if it's, I think, in the other part of the world, Australia, down under, might be the shortest day of the world. You're experiencing winter right now. I'm getting way off to res. I'm way, way out of my league right now talking about weather patterns and geography. I got to stick to what I know best about, and that's massive transition, making every day Saturday, going crazy, being abnormal, having people look at you like a damn zoo and animal in the zoo. I mean, it's just that's what life's all about, man. Make people look at you. Make people stare and say, what the hell is she doing? Seriously, what is she doing? What's he doing? Like, what? Who do they think they are? You're not allowed to have that much fun in one lifetime. What? Don't they have bills to pay?
Why are they going on vacation?
What's he doing cooking out in his driveway at 12 noon? Doesn't he have a job? You know how many people I've had ask me if I'm a drug dealer? True. I was renovating a house in the beautiful bedroom community of Springville, New York, south of Buffalo, or kind of where my wife and I grew up. A few years back, we took an 1870 Victorian and paid, what was it, 75 grand for it. And it was just about ready to fall over. It was the childhood home of Pop Warner. Those of you that are familiar with American football here, Pop Warner is an icon. And there's actually a league called the Pop Warner League. Anyway, Glenn Scobie Pop Warner was on the title of the home when we purchased it way back in the early 1920s, 1930s. And the house was just about falling over. It had this just god-awful pink. No, it's like salmon-colored asbestos siding, you know, just, oh man, it was horrible, but it had good bones to it, and it was a beautiful home. And we gutted the whole thing, went through 5 20-yard dumpsters that summer of 2010, and it was just great, man. It's just to kind of bring the home back, you know, ripped out all the flooring, took out all the drop ceilings, the original wood floor, which was completely uneven. Like, if you rolled marbles on it, it would go just like the Titanic. I mean, it's like rolling marbles off the Titanic. That's how unlevel the floors were. The foundation was just rocks. It was like stones. You ever seen these old Victorian homes? They just have stones on top of stones. That's the foundation. And I'm like, hey, can we have a little pest control in here? Because the one guy, I said, hey, we had a bat in the house. I gotta get back to the show in just a second, which I don't even know what the show is about yet today. I got a few of them. I hope it's okay. The longest day of the year, we're going to do the longest podcast of the year. Is that okay? Yes, yes. But I got to finish the story. It was July, the end of July, and a damn bat's flying around the house at 3 in the morning. And I'm wrapped up like a beekeeper, towels around my face. I'm wearing my wife's bathrobe. It's like Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation when he's watching the movies up in the attic and falls through. He's wearing like his, you know, mom's bathrobe and hat. That's how I was. I had my wife's bathrobe on to cover like my forearms because I didn't have a bathrobe and I couldn't even. It was 3 in the morning. Oh, what the hell are you doing at 3 in the morning? I couldn't even see 5 feet in front of me. And I say, oh yeah, we got a bat in here. I ran out and we closed the door, called the animal control the next morning. Everyone in town laughed at me. Dude, you had one bat? That's it? It's like when I went bankruptcy. It's like when I went bankrupt. You only had one bankruptcy and you're upset? Why don't you go get four like I did? Like, dude, I could barely have a nervous breakdown after one. One bat? Yeah, nervous breakdown after that. Animal control comes out, catches the bat, says, hey, for $25, I can drive it up, drive it into Buffalo, get it tested for rabies, or, you know, you can just keep it in your fridge, and they got to stay in a cool place, and then you can just have it tested. I'm like, I'd pay $2,500 to get that damn thing out of here. Put it in my fridge. Yeah, he had it in the coffee can. He's like, yeah, just set it in here. I'm like, what, like next to the butter? Hey, hon, just slide the milk aside. Just move the bat a little bit to the left. Can you grab the milk? I'm like, who does that? I guess more people than not. But when I was renovating the Victorian, I had a guy stop by. I said, hey, a lot of people talking in town about you. I'm like, okay, what's up? Yeah, you're doing a lot of work, man. Holy cow, this house hasn't seen this much work in 20 years. And, okay, great. I like to renovate homes. It's kind of a passion of mine. Outside of riding roller coasters and throwing a tennis ball to my dogs, it's a passion of mine. Well, what's up with you? He goes, hey, are you a drug dealer? I go, not that I know of. I got some Sudafed in the house. But other than that, maybe a couple Advil. Do you got to be a drug dealer to renovate a home? No. Just, you know, people are talking. You get putting all this money into the home and, you know, wondering where it's coming from. Like, yeah, okay. Can I get back to work now? Because that's not really that big of a deal. You know, it's like, I'm telling you, you gotta be interesting. People, if they're not talking about you, you ain't doing anything interesting, you know? Compare and contrast that with, hey, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm VP of finance for Procter & Gamble. Oh, yeah, it's great. That's interesting. Where do you go with that conversation? Oh, wow. Are you able to get the debits to balance with the credits on the ledger? Whoa. That's freaking awesome, man. Is your accounts receivables higher or lower than your accounts payable? Ooh, it's crazy, dude. Wow, are you interesting? And do you put a tie on? Oh my God, that is so freaking amazing. You wear a tie to work? Oh, what time do you leave? What time do you leave for work? Oh my God, 6 a.m. and you're in traffic? Oh, wow. Tell me more. I want more of that. Nobody cares, dude. Nobody cares. Go get something interesting going on with your life and quit being average like everybody else. Quit going with the flow. You know who goes with the flow, right? Dead fish. That's who goes with the flow. Don't be a dead fish. Oh, hey, I got you. Check this out, especially for my U.S. listeners. I shot a video on YouTube and uploaded it, but I'm going to give you the direct link. Credit repair. Let me tell you something. Took my score from 684, was it? Yeah, 684 to 741 in 30 flipping days. And you remember that podcast I did back in April, May timeframe? The collection agency, I wasn't even disputing whether or not the debt was real. I just wanted them to verify it. If I tell you what, man. Damned if they didn't send me a check for $1,000 and remove, and I swear to God this is true. Most of my stories are, you know that. They sent me a check for $1,000. I put it on my YouTube video, and they took the collection item off all three reporting, Experian, TransUnion, Equifax. Check it out. Go to creditrepairfast.net, creditrepairfast.net. I'm going to start pimping this link big time because anybody in the U.S., especially if you need any kind of credit repair and you need it fast, and I'm telling you, it is legit. I had a collection removed. I had a tax lien from the state of Ohio removed, and I had a late pay removed. Now, why I have those on my report, that's a whole other story. I'll get into that in a later show. You mean, Sam, what are you doing with bad credit? Hey, I'm human. The collection was from I have 38 rentals. One of the tenants put the gas back in my name after they moved out, didn't know about it, threw away the letters because I just thought they were bogus. Hey, hello, had it on my report. Tax lien, state of Ohio, 2012, $800. Could have drove $800 in cash up to Columbus, Ohio in an hour and a half. Didn't do it. Got lazy. Didn't pay. Went on my, who knew? Who knew? It shows up on your credit report. But I used this weird loophole to get all of it taken off. Now 741, man. How much money can you lend me? How much money can you lend me? Go to creditrepairfast.net And also, can you get yourself in the interest? Can you just make yourself more interesting? Put yourself out there. Oh, people are going to talk about me, though. Oh, people are going to talk about you. They're going to talk about you anyway. They're just talking behind your back. That's all. You don't even know they're talking about you. Before the internet, everybody was still talking about you. You just couldn't see it on social media. Now that it's out there public, you get yourself a little bit mad and upset. Well, let me tell you something. They're going to be talking about you anyway. You might as well actually do something and give them something to talk about. Get yourself in the interesting business. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.